making sense now out of paying off that college loan. There's a new study that says a growing number of students are in a major hole from the minute they enter the real world because they're already, some of them, more than $100,000 in debt. With us now in Studio B is Greg McBride. He is the senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com. Now, I guess there are two kinds of debt, good debt and bad debt. Where does this go?
Well, student loan debt is traditionally considered good debt, but the problem for many students and their families is that the cost of college has been going up at 6 to 8% a year, far faster than income, far faster than the standard of living. That means debt's taking on a bigger and bigger role in financing education.
How much debt is too much debt for one student?
Well, one guideline is that you look at the first year salary in your field after graduation and use that as a barometer. But even then,
is that right?
Well, you're talking big payments even in that instance. For example, $30,000 worth of debt, if you're going to repay that over 10 years, you're talking more than $300 a month in payments every month for 10 years.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, and there's more than one way to get a loan for college. There are government programs. There are so many kinds of What's the best advice for people who are looking for these loans to try to keep themselves from going under?
I understand that loans are just one piece of the bigger college financing puzzle. Take advantage of the other opportunities. Things like a 529 college savings plan lets you save on a tax advantage basis.
Now, that's an interesting thing that we've talked about here before. It's state by state. Different rules state by state. Is that right?
Well, the rules that vary from state to state are generally whether or not you're getting an in-state tax break. But every state offers them, and you don't have to invest in your state's plan.
And you do get a federal tax break.
You do get, as under current rules, you get to withdraw that money free of tax at the other end.
And now, there are limits per year and a maximum overall, but you can get up to $100,000 tax-free saved, right?
Essentially, yes. I mean, you can actually put away, the generally account limits are limited to about $320,000. So, I mean, you can really put money away in these accounts and withdraw it tax-free to pay for that education.
Yeah, putting a couple $100 away, if especially talking about a brand-new kid, I mean, that'll save your butt later on.
It's important to start early, and that really reduces that reliance on debt later. Another thing, leave no stone unturned. Looking at grants, scholarships, even on-campus jobs. I mean, every dollar you get that way, it's another dollar you don't have to borrow later.
The kinds of jobs that so many fresh-off students like to go into, charity stuff, volunteer work, this debt is eliminating a lot of that, isn't it?
I think that's the social cost, Shepard, really. I mean, you know, when you consider that, you know, people may pass up a rewarding career in charitable work or a nonprofit organization because they have to get a higher salary someplace else to pay off that debt. You know, another thing is they may dismiss the idea of going back to graduate school later because they're afraid to incur still more debt.
Yeah, who wouldn't be? Greg McBride, senior financial analyst, Bankrate.com. Greg, good to be here.
Thank you.